This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save a bunch of money. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Couple things. One, I just heard that Rob Pelinka comment. He said we have the best young core in the NBA. No wonder this guy's losing it in L.A. What world is he living in? What imaginary bubble are you living in, bro? You are absolutely tripping. Your team is hot arse. You know what that is? My garage door... Right here. Look behind me. It's my back door. Go look at my back door. That's what you are. You're nothing. I mean, they are nothing. Are they not nothing? I mean, someone tell me I'm wrong. I mean, is that the funniest thing you've ever heard? We got the best young core in the league. You mean those overrated hacks you got on the Lakers? All of them overrated is what they are. It's so funny to me how people are fascinated with the Los Angeles Lakers, who are hot garbage. Steamy landfill carcass garbage is what they are. And they got one player on the whole team. There you go. They got LeBron. That's it. What? I'm done. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about Ingram and Kuzma. Oh, my God. It just never ends. It never ceases to amaze me how people are so fascinated by Kyle Kuzma. And, he went to the draft lottery in a purple suit. Oh, we're all supposed to get all worked up. What a lot of good that did. Whatever. I don't care if they got the four, the number one. I don't care if they got five number ones. They are nothing. They didn't even make the playoffs. And this guy's talking about the best young core in the league. Sacramento's got a better core. You heard me. You wonder why. I guarantee you there's one reason. I stand by it that Magic left, and it's because of that drip. That moron president, GM, whatever the hell he is now. I can't keep track of all of his titles. He is imagining things, and I'm not fooled by his lies today. I can't believe he said that about me. I would never say anything like that. Well, yeah, you are, because you're a weasel agent. They're all just liars, aren't they? I mean, how did they get those jobs to begin with is what I want to know. How do you end up with those, $100, $200 million contract players, sucking up to them and getting their money out of their pocket? That takes skill, I'll give you that. You got to be a real shyster to be able to go get that money. You got to be able to go get it, right? You got to be real slick to steal that money from them pro athletes, because that's what he's done his whole career. Now he's a GM of the Lakers. What a joke. Is that what he is, the GM, or is he the head of everything now?
I think he's ahead of everything as president now, isn't he?
Well, yeah, because Magic walked. So there's Jeannie's lover. There you go. Congratulations.
Unless Kurt Rambis is giving himself that president job.
I'm not listening to anything that Drip says ever. He won't be there long enough to. I guarantee he won't be there long. It's already a disaster. Who are they going to blame next year when they lose? Huh? Who are they going to blame? You going to blame Tim Harris? No one even knew who that was until today. You gonna blame the Rambuses again? What's next? Their dog? You gonna blame the family cat? Who are you gonna blame? They blame Magic, right? And Jeannie? Now they're gonna blame Jeannie and Rob. I mean, I'm surprised. They're so pathetic, the Lakers. I'm surprised there's not a Hard Knocks show for them, right? Are you surprised there's not a reality TV show for the Lakers? Because everybody's caught up in their drama, right? Their drama is enough to fill up the entire Rose Bowl with booze. That's what it is. Fill up the Rose Bowl with booze all the way to the top where it's flowing over the edges. That's the Lakers' drama. The drama for a team that can't even make the playoffs. They got rubbed out early, too, didn't they?
Especially when you look at some of the other teams around the league. You talked about the Kings. How about, Boston with Rozier and Brown and Tatum? You think they have a better young core? Or Atlanta with Collins and Trae Young? DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker and Phoenix.
And Jackson.
And Bede and Ben Simmons and Philly. Like, there's so many teams with better young cores than you.
So many. I'll tell you another team with Holiday and Zion Williamson will be a better core, too. So I'm just so sick of hearing about how, oh, God. And Lonzo Ball. Oh, the guy that plays, what, 5 games in 2 years? Well, I mean, he never plays. I mean, that kid's as brittle as peanut brittle. He literally is. Is he not? I said earlier, he's played less games. He has missed more games than LeBron James has probably in 15 years. In 2 seasons. I mean, honestly. He's femmed out in the NBA. I mean, he can't even hack. He can't hack it. He's not tough enough. I mean, prove me wrong. Am I wrong? I mean, I don't even want to be right. Does anyone think that guy's a tough player that can play? I mean, he's injured, right, the whole season. He never plays. And they love him. My ass, they love him. They're going to trade him so fast your head will spin. Because they realize he's worthless, too. That was a horrible pick is what it was. No one wants to admit it. He sucks. That's what he's been. He can make plays. I won't deny the kid's got good court vision. He plays once a month. Right? Is he not soft as tissue paper? Tell me I'm wrong. Well, what is it? Which is it? I mean, the guy never plays. If he never plays, what is it? He never plays. He's worthless. He's worthless. The Lakers have the best young. I'm going to puke tonight. I need a shrink is what I need. I need a shrink listening to Rob Pelinka. Now, tell me I'm wrong about this other thing, and I want to hear it. I want to hear you tell me I'm wrong about the Raptors. Now, I bet on them on, what was it, Sunday? I bet on them. I laid, I think, what was it, 3? Mafia, do you even remember? I think it was 2 or 3. And
2.5, I believe.
2.5. I can't even believe I covered. I can't even believe I hit the bet. Because they worked so hard to win that game in double overtime. I mean, they couldn't finish them. So they had to, I mean, basically play for their lives, which they did. And they won the game. Congratulations. They won the game in double overtime. That was nice. I hit the bet, hit the money line, hit the spread. I'm happy. Do you really believe in that team against this other team, Milwaukee, who even when they lose, they put up $112. I used to tell you on this show every night, even when they score $120 every game, even when they play bad. When they play bad, it's $112. Am I wrong? You're telling me that a team that can barely get it done, it takes 2 overtimes to win a game at home. Now, if that was double overtime on the road, I'd really give them credit. But double overtime at home against that team, it's like they worked way too hard to win a game, if you ask me. I don't know how they win the series. I hope they do. I don't really care. I hope the guy's right for his sake, that he gets his fandom and he gets his team to win. I'm rooting for you, bro. I really am. I'm rooting for you. But I just don't believe it, Carver High.
Look, I think the thing that you have to look at it from a Toronto perspective that's tough is it took you double overtime to beat them, and you got some of the guys on their team that gave you their worst games of the entire playoffs. I mean, whether it was Giannis or Middleton or other guys, I mean, they didn't play well as a whole, and you still needed 2 overtimes to beat them.
He had 8 points, and Middleton had 3.
Right.
No, that's not. Is that right?
I know the Middleton.
That's not right. They had way more than that. Greek Freak had 12. Middleton had 9. And then Lopez was the high. Brogdon had, Brogdon had 20. And it was Hill that had the big game with 24. And then Lopez 16, Bledsoe 11.
Their big guys had rough games, and it still took double overtime to beat them at home.
That's right.
It's not a good sign for them going forward. It just isn't.
Because the day you hold that guy to 12 points is a miracle.
It's not going
to
happen again. And you did win the game. Give him credit. They won the game. But I just
glad
don't.
They won.
They're not
going to
beat
them. Sweep.
You know, Mighty Bucks. They're not losing to
Mafia,
this team.
Are you buying the guy's demands that the Raptors are better and they're going to win this series?
No, I'm not. Like I said, the Raptors won that game. Give them all the credit, but they won the game because the Bucks were absolutely terrible yesterday, especially in the overtime. It's amazing going to double overtime the way that Bledsoe was turning the ball over. I mean, the way they all turned it, but they're 20 turnovers, 8 of them from Giannis, 5 from Bledsoe. I mean, you can't have guys throwing the ball the way they did. Their offense was terrible in the overtime overall. It was like one-on-one isolation, and then all of a sudden they're trapped, don't know what to do, and just chucking the ball to someone, hoping they catch it. They threw in the backcourt, and they set double overtime. They had no flow whatsoever offensively.
I thought Toronto had a good first quarter and a good overtime. you know, in the overtime periods. I think they outscored them 22-16 or something like that. Does that make sense? But I thought the rest of the game, I know they won. I'm not stupid. But I thought the rest of the game, the Bucks, even though they played so poorly, they outscored them in the second, third, and fourth. I mean, if that's horrible, and they still outscored them in three of the four quarters, and then the overtime is what killed them. They couldn't hit in overtime, right? I mean, they still almost, it was 22-16 in the overtimes. I just don't know where it's going to come from. Now, who are you betting on tomorrow? So it's game four. Toronto, absolutely, I heard Lowry, we have to win. There's no room for error. They cannot lose this game. If they lose that game, it's over. It'll be 3-1. Milwaukee will go home. And remember when they played them in Milwaukee, right? Let me just refresh your memory real quick. Okay, just so you are clear here. They beat them in game one by 8.
Which Bucks were losing the whole game. And they came back and went on a 10-2 run to just run them out
right.
of the building
and then,
at the end.
And then game two was 125-103 blowout. That was ugly. And then they lose in double overtime. So, look, game one, the Raptors should have won that game. And then game three, they did win. Game two, they got blown out. If they go back to Milwaukee, Mavi, if they go back to Milwaukee and they're up 3-1, you know what's going to happen, right? It's going to be over.
Yeah, I agree 100%. They bounce back tomorrow. I think they make it 3-1. I mean, Toronto's good. Kawhi's playing out of his mind, but he can only do so much. Those guys stepped up big next last game. Doesn't mean they're going to do it this
game. If it's game five at home, how much did they win by? I say 15.
I'll say 10.
Carver High, if it's game five
series,
in Milwaukee.
It's over. I mean, it's...
So you've canceled it already.
Oh, I've
game
canceled
over.
It. They're
game
being,
over.
The Bucks aren't losing. Bucks are going to the NBA Finals.
So tomorrow, the Bucks win by...
Oh, they win tomorrow. The series is over. They win tomorrow. They win tomorrow, and then they win game five.
And then game...
Over.
And game six, they'll win.
They ain't even going to need it.
But if they do, game seven, they'll win that too.
Fear the deer. They're not losing.
They win every game.
Not losing.
All right. There you go.
Too strong.
And by the way, Kawhi had 36 in that game, right? Kawhi Leonard.
He did, yeah.
So he's going to have to do that every single game, no matter what. And he's got to shoot 30 times a game. And is he not playing now with a quad injured again? Didn't he tweak it? I saw him get hurt.
He's underplaying it, but it looked like he was banged up for sure at the end of the game. He was not himself.
He's lying.
He still played well, but the thing is even – not that he's got to play great. He's going to play great. He's had, four straight 30-point games in these playoffs?
Right.
The problem is that the rest of them have to play out of their mind like they did last game. And you just can't rely on them all to do that every game.
Right.
You can't just rely on Marc Gasol to hit 4 threes and get 16 points every game.
Here's a funny one for you. I just want to throw this in there. Frank Ntilikina switched his agents. I think he hired some French agent. I'm sure that'll go over well in the NBA. Let's bring the guy from Paris in and negotiate the deals with the Americans. I'm sure they'll get along great. He reps French players exclusively. Rudy Gobert, Batum, Fournier, some guy, Ian Mahimini. I have Mahimini, but only in the summer. And then he fired the biggest agency in America in sports, CAA, right? He fired them and hired the French guy. All right, here's the deal. He sucks to begin with. It doesn't matter who his agent is. How's that sound? And he wants out of New York. We'll be glad to get rid of you, dude. You suck. Okay, just let's be real frank here about Frank Ntilikina. Frank, let me be frank. You suck. You should be playing in my rec league. That's about how much game you got. You have no game. Was that not the worst? I mean, who wasn't that Phil Jackson did that?
The one right before they fired him.
Oh, Jesus. Honestly, Phil was on mushrooms the night he picked that guy. What a trash-ass pick that was. I don't care what anybody says. That guy has no game at all, no jumper, no nothing. Zero. Nothing. Zero game. He should be playing in our league, Mafia. I don't care what anybody says. He's terrible.
He wants out. The Knicks want rid of him. The problem is they can't find anybody to take him.
Because he sucks so bad, nobody wants him. How's that taste? It's a real positive show tonight. Carver High has already nodded to me in the hallway.
Always lifting people's spirits.
Well, he did mention to me that I should get some ice and cool off. Get some ice.
Good luck with that.
There's no ice here either in the building, so I've remained hot all night. Isn't it hot outside? Is it like 85 degrees?
It was today. I don't think it is now. I think it's dropped back down to the 50s.
It was warm today.
It was pretty warm today. It was nice. It was a nice weekend. It was shocking. Wasn't it night? Oh, wait, Sunday night, didn't we have horrific thunderstorms and lightning?
Yeah, late night. It was a terrible thunderstorm.
My house was shaking.
Gorgeous all day, though.
The Ferrella Place was shaking.
I had none of that.
I heard my dog yelping. He was so scared with the noise. The thunder and lightning was outrageous. Did you hear it last night, Mavia?
I did. Pretty quickly after Game of Thrones finale, just heavens opened up.
When we come
they
back,
were not happy with it either.
When we come back, we'll get an analysis, deep inside analysis from our movie and television critic, Carver High, on the Game of Ferrella Thrones. And also,
that
Mafia.
Gives everybody a heads up. If you haven't watched it yet, be prepared, because next segment we're talking about
If you haven't watched it, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about it. So run and turn off the radio. That's my suggestion, because I'm about to talk about it. I watched it, and I thought, I watched all of them now. So I caught up on Saturday and Sunday. I watched all three.
All right, so we'll talk about it.
And I thought it was fantastic. I liked it.
I'll tell you what, I thought parts of it were good. I'll give you my gripes when we come
back. All right, coming up.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
You can smell the finals in hoops and hockey right around the corner doing push-ups. PharrellOnTheBench.com is ready. Are you? Get the best picks, the best price. Buck a day, son. Every play, every game, every day. All in an email format. Every pick's ranked. You're going to love it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. All right. As most of you know, Carver High is our movie and television critic here on the program. And if you make his top 500 list for movies, I mean, it's basically, you know, it's like winning an Oscar. It's an honor that's bestowed only on a few. I can tell you that much. But television shows as well, even though he rarely finishes a show he starts watching, a.k.a. Bloodline, he has...
Still hoping to finish that.
He has monitored the Game of Thrones for 8 years.
Well, that one, for 8 years, I caught everyone the night that it came out, just about.
Everyone the night that it came, literally the night that it came out,
yes,
you watched.
Just about, I'd say 95% of them
the night
it
came out. So you rarely tape them.
Well, I mean, I do, but
in case you missed,
it's very rare that I didn't see it the night it aired.
All right, so spoiler alert, we're going to talk about the last episode, which went down last night. A lot of people watched it, millions, hundreds of millions of people watched it, right, around the world. It was crazy. What did you think of it? I thought it was kick-ass. I enjoyed every minute of it. I don't know why all these people are so miserable.
Well, here's why people are miserable.
I've never seen so many people complain about a television show.
Well, that's the thing. And here's the problem that people, some just don't want to understand. And,
right.
And it's just, here's the thing. They had basically 13 episodes the last two seasons that they had to rush and put, like, legitimately two-plus books worth of content, that books that haven't even been written yet or published yet, into 13 episodes. This season, 6 episodes. So all of the information had to be rushed and hurried.
And squeezed.
I mean, there was things in this season of these 6 episodes that, I mean, you could have took a whole season to get through all the stuff that happened in an episode.
So they hurried it.
And it was, it's partially, not really their fault. I mean, the gentleman who wrote the books didn't finish the books yet, said to them, this is how it ends. You guys can connect the dots between here and there. And that's what they did. And that's why it felt the way that it did. There's a lot of things that you would have liked to have seen take a little bit more time to develop, and they really couldn't do that. So they kind of had to get from point A to point, Z and skipped everything.
Let me ask you this question. Why did they do that instead of, like, keep it going? Why could, did,
well, look,
they,
there's a lot of things.
Was the budget out, or
well,
did they?
I mean, all these guys, all these actors, they don't want to do the show forever. The guys that run the show don't want to do the show forever. It's 8 seasons is a long time. It's a major production. A lot of money. I mean, these people the main actors were getting paid a ton of coin to do it here at the end, too.
Right.
I mean, look, you see the show. I mean, look at some of the stuff they do in it. That ain't, cheap stuff, what
it's
they're
like,
doing in that
like
show.
Movies.
Exactly. And it can't go on forever. It just is what it is. And it's people that want to rewrite the whole thing and get it done.
What did you think of it?
I thought that when I step back and I look at how it ended,
right,
it makes sense.
Right.
I wasn't particularly thrilled on first, watch of it, of who was, in charge at the end, but you got to look at it, and it does make sense. Now, there was things in the episode, like things of the entire season, that really bothered me,
Like what?
And, well, if we're going to go full, like I said,
full
if you haven't seen it, turn off now. I just, when I don't believe that as ruthless as her army was,
right,
the Unsullied and the Dothraki,
right,
I cannot believe that when they find out that John does that to her, that they're just going to throw him in a cell. I just don't believe that. I don't believe they're going to throw him in a cell and wait. Those were ruthless armies that she commanded, and I don't believe that when they find out what John does to her.
So he kills her, they would have slaughtered him.
They would have...
Cut his head off.
Oh, go sit in a cell, and we'll figure out what to do with you. I just don't believe that. Right. That part kind of really got me a little upset. But other than that, there's things that... I mean, it's nitpicking, whatever. They jumped a lot of time there.
They put in the little guy in the jail, too. Two of them both went to jail.
Well, he was in the jail first, yeah.
He was in the jail first.
Well, not only that, they talk about how he killed her, too. It's like, well, how would they know? Because, you know, Dragon kind of flew off with her body. How do they know what he did?
Right. That's true.
But I like where everybody, you know, at the end, all said and done, where everybody ends up, I mean, sending them to the, you know, up there again. I mean...
Oh, she went to the north.
Well, she got... I get that.
So
part
she wasn't buying in. I talked about this with Mivy. She wasn't buying into him being a king. So she's like, well, I'll tell you what. I'll just take the north. I'm out of here. I don't need any.
Those people felt like they saved the rest of the world from, obviously, the Night King and all that stuff a couple of weeks ago. And they felt like they should have their own independent establishment, like it was way, way, way back in the day,
right.
And they felt they earned that after saving the rest of the world.
What was the tough chick's name that went west? The fighter girl.
Arya.
She's a badass. I like that chick.
Right.
And then what about? And then Snow ended up going out into the woods with all the like homeless people, right?
The wildlings. Yeah. I mean, they of course sent him back. That was his punishment or whatever.
But he was the ringleader for them. He was
That they make it out that that's kind of what he's going to do, to go up and be with them at the end. So,
right.
I mean,
didn't have a problem with that.
I mean,
so he was basically she was his aunt that he was sleeping with.
Yes, correct.
That's awesome. I just thought that was awesome. I kind of thought she was kind of hot, to be honest with you. I would have probably
a lot. Basically, the main point is going to be that a lot of it. This season and the last
would
two
seasons.
Would you
have slept with her aunt if she was that hot? I mean, honestly.
This was a long time ago.
Those rules weren't in play.
I mean, honestly, this was a long time
ago. The NHL hasn't adapted yet to these rules and such. We don't believe in rules and such, like sleeping with your aunt if she's hot.
I am glad they had her take her out because they were setting it up like he was going to be such a wuss and just always just do whatever she wanted. That everyone's trying to convince him, like, dude, you got to get this done. Like, you're the one who should be there. And he's like, no, I can't.
Are we going to see that guy in, like, some new role or something doing some other... How is he ever going to do anything else besides be Jon Snow? Is that his name?
That's a problem. A lot of times people that are in these major shows...
Right.
Go and recover from it. I mean... Go through any of the most popular shows of all time. Not everybody in these casts, but there's a lot that they don't really do anything else.
Do you think Jon Snow would do a better job than Magic Johnson running the Lakers?
Anybody probably would because they want to stay in the office. They would actually go to work. So.
Did you notice when the little guy got out of prison, he had like a bigger beard than he had when he went in? Like, I mean, much bigger.
Of course.
Yeah, but he was in there for like a week, but he came out of the way.
See,
the
problem
years.
Is there more than a week went by.
Said a couple weeks. It's like,
is that right?
All I've had time for the last couple weeks being in there is to think this out.
But it didn't look like the same guy to me.
A couple weeks. I mean, they basically rebuilt the entire city in that time. I mean, too,
I know,
which is.
I gotta admit.
It almost made you feel like years.
Listen, the scene with that dragon just absolutely unleashing hell on all those people.
Last week's episode.
Yeah, one where he killed literally everyone and then killed the queen and her brother underneath the castle.
Correct.
And then when literally killed every woman and child and burned the entire country down in like less than 5 minutes, that was kick-ass. I mean, honestly.
There's actually a video I saw online where they set that scene and all that action to Metallica's For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Did they have a problem with, did like the viewing audience have a problem with the women and children getting killed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
Well, and the fact
that
it
was awesome.
Well,
kill them all. Kill them all. In fact, that chick turns me on big time. They should have never killed her off. She should have ended up sleeping with me and we would have had a hell of a tyranny. Is that what they call it? Brandon Tierney. That was would have slept with my aunt. She was that hot. I gotta tell you.
Rhoda Dragon.
Is that her name, Rhoda?
No, she wrote a dragon too. That was pretty cool also.
I remember Reputa the Buta. Is that different than Rhoda? Rhoda Dragon?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right. I got a lot I want to do here in this last segment, so let's get a couple calls in. Mike and Callie, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, can I just get a sparkling of water tonight?
Can we get him just a little seltzer? Shake out.
Yeah, man, you know, last time you spoke to me, I called you and you said, are you Raider fan of drunk? Oh, my God. You know what? Yes, we are. I ain't going to lie about it. But, you know, Pharrell, it gives us some hope, baby. You know what I'm saying? I know you're all Pittsburgh, you're all Pennsylvania. Much love to your Nittany Lions basketball team. I mean, are they pro? I don't know. Maybe someday.
All right, listen. You know what, brother? Let's be clear. Hold on a second. Just stop. All right. I have nothing to do with Penn State at all. Zero. Just absolutely less than zero. I don't know what you're talking about. I have nothing to do with Penn State at all. Zero. I'm from Pittsburgh. So what? No one gives a rat's ass where I'm from or anybody else. It's so funny how people take so much weight in where somebody's from. What does that make you, a better person or something? I don't know what that means. Penn State, I have no ties to Penn State whatsoever. I've been there 15 times for football games, but that's it.
Okay. Hey, no offense, man. I'm just saying, you know, maybe we don't stand a chance, you know, but I just let you know, I respect your opinions, and maybe we get, like, you know, hopefully we get, you know, 8-8 season again.
Listen, you know I told you on this show, I've said many times, Carver Hyde, that I believe when they go to Vegas, within 5 years after they're in Vegas, they'll be the most profitable football team in the NFL. They'll pass the Cowboys. I truly believe that when that team goes to Sin City, they're going to explode fiscally. I think the kid, people make fun of him all the time, Mark Davis. I think he's actually going to end up being the richest, most powerful owner in the league 5 years after they're in Vegas. I mean, they're going to make so much money in Vegas, it's not even going to be funny. Oakland's been a disaster for them financially. But his father will not be turning in his grave that his son will have turned a profit on that team in Las Vegas like no other team in the league. It's going to skyrocket. That place is going to be the hottest ticket in the league, hands down, easy. So I think your future's bright is what I'm driving at. But, all this talk about the Raiders winning the Super Bowl every year, because they always do. Every year, the Raider fans and the media always sells you the Raiders. Do they not? I mean, it's always – there's something you always hear. The Raiders – and then what do they say? The Bills are circling the wagons. Is that another one we always hear? And then, like, the Cowboys are America's team and all this other nonsense. Let me tell you something. It has nothing to do with anything, okay? So there you go. The Raiders are going to do what? What they always do. That's what, you know. I'll give them this. They've won Super Bowls. God bless them. I never disrespect anybody that's got it done, that's won it. You can't take them back, so congratulations. But lately, I think they've been atrocious. Carmine in Cleveland.
Hey, long time, first time.
Hey, man. So?
You there?
Yeah, go.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Two quick points, 45 seconds. Hockey first. Trask is too hot. And I hate to say it, but Boston's going to win it. I hate to say it because I'm a life, tell Carver, I'm a lifelong Islander fan, even calling from Cleveland. I grew up in Cold Spring Harbor, New York.
Right.
And love the Islanders. But, I mean, you know, you can't beat that guy. That guy's just too hot. You have a hot goaltender. You win it all.
I hope that he, you know, stays hot. He's been brilliant, I think, and it gets no credit. I have people actually from Boston calling me last week when they won it, and they're still doubting him. I mean, how do you like playing in a town where, honestly, you're in the Stanley Cup Finals, you kicked everyone's ass, and they still don't believe in you? When your own fans don't believe, they don't believe in him. I know that. So I think some of them do, but most of them don't.
You get the hot goaltender, you know it. You get the hot goaltender in the playoffs, man. Right. I mean, you're going to win it all.
Hey, Carver, am I wrong that people in Boston still question him without a doubt?
We did get a couple calls last week of that, yes.
So what else did you want to say?
Just Portland, the game tonight. What the heck? What's the guy's name, Trotz? Is he the
Stotts.
Yeah, okay. Why didn't he call a timeout at 12 seconds when they got the rebound at the other end?
I have no idea. They didn't win any games at all, Carmine. So does it really matter at this point where they didn't call a timeout for you? I mean, they couldn't even win a game.
You know, I understand that, and they would have got blown out anyway. But what's the sense of not calling a timeout when you get the rebound? I think it was tied or maybe down.
Well, here's my guess. Do you think the timeout would have helped them shoot any better since they hadn't hit a shot in 5 minutes? I mean, like, honestly, they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, could they? Did they not have every chance in the world to win on Saturday and Monday? I mean, they were up 18 and 17. Like, my God, you still can't win? You know, there's your offseason. Figure out how to close, right? Bob in Maryland.
Yes, Mr. Farrell, I want to congratulate you on your approach about basketball.
Thank you.
The Warriors, they can beat you two different ways with KD or as they're presently playing now without him. I think, in my opinion, they're pure basketball right now. My favorite team player was Bill Russell. They won 11 championships, you know, in 13
right.
years. Nobody's going to approach that as a team. But when you look at the you're right. The best pure shooter is this Steph Curry. There's no question about it. And they move the ball. The ball movement is beautiful. That's what made Boston so successful over the years under Russell. It's a tremendous team, this present team out there in California. Not too many teams approach. I think they are probably the best team since the Celtics under Russell. I really think so.
Well, I mean, it's a great point by you, Bob, because they are. They're the only team since that Celtics 57-66, 10 straight, that's won that, you know, they're going to five straight finals, and they've won three or four. They're going for 4 and 5. They're clearly the best team we've seen. You know, we've seen, I think, you know, the Celtics, Lakers, Bulls, and this team. And, you know, we saw the Bulls win all those titles with Jordan. And I got to tell you, I don't know. This team seems better than that team, if you ask me. Just some tidbits. Jaden Schwartz, the first player to have multiple hat tricks in a single postseason since Johan Franzen back in 08 when they beat the Penguins in the final. I'm concerned about this. Michigan State's athletic director says the school will not sell alcohol at their football games. Poor decision there by the AD. All Big Ten schools should sell beer at the games for the sake of the students. Would the Jets trade Le'Veon Bell? How funny is this? How funny is it that, I mean, what an absolute train wreck this organization is. They make the Lakers look like a five-star four seasons in Kapalua. Honestly, like the Jets, they fired the GM that brought him there and drafted Darnold, got everything in the house, right? They got the teams loaded and everything else. Fire him, and then a day later, now they want to trade Le'Veon Bell? He's the best player on a team that's never played a down.
I don't think there's any chance they're going to do that. That's all just the media just writing articles to get hype.
These are the same people that say the Lakers should trade LeBron. Pete Carroll says he would kill or decrease instant replay to improve the NFL. He wants to kill it completely, get rid of instant replay. Good luck with that. The Colts signed former Bronco quarterback Chad Kelly, our troublemaker friend of Jim Kelly's little nephew. We root for him at all times, even though he's a troublemaker. Eagles Long says he's retiring after 11 seasons. Boy, that guy got quite the swan song today and over the weekend. They talked about him like he was the president of the United States.
They did.
It says here, already the best 40-plus quarterback, Brady, not slowing down. But I had a lot of people tell me tonight the Patriots have no chance this year. No chance at all.
It's amazing.
We got some really smart fans on the show, really smart. Gerald McCoy's been informed by the Buccaneers they're going to release him after 9 seasons. See, I heard they want Sue, Ndamukong Sue. Roethlisberger says AB made me who I am and hopes to reconnect. Good luck with that. He hates your guts. He thinks you're really white, and he doesn't like white people. So trust me, he really don't like you. By the way, he called you two-faced today on his two-word tweet, two-faced. I think that sums it up. Ezekiel Elliott handcuffed over the weekend at a Vegas music festival. No charges filed. Lucky for him. He's got quite the rap sheet, though, now. He's been playing in the league for, what, 3 or 4 years? He's got, like, 15 run-ins with the police. Did you see him, like, headbutt the guy that he knocked him over? Did you see the video?
It was incidental contact.
Incidental. No replay allowed on that call. You got to go straight with the refs. The NFL and Players Association reportedly study marijuana as a potential pain management tool for players. They're going to study it by smoking a pound all together at a hookah festival in Las Vegas. Robinson Cano does not hustle. This is a news story. Jonas Cespedes broke his ankle at his ranch. I mean, what is the deal? Does the guy even play in baseball anymore?
Can we stop paying him if he can get injured like this at home?
Why is he on a ranch? John Jones, I guess Tiago Santos called him a Reuter. Good one, Tiago. You got any other good jokes in your repertoire? Rochester UFC, here's the official results.
Official results, so we went 4-2. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters. We already know who won this. That War of Will won the Preakness.
How about the horse I was running without the jockey for the whole race?
Did
and
you
then some.
That was great. Did you see Clint Boyer punch out Ryan Newman in a NASCAR event?
Of course you saw it. It's the only time you ever hear about NASCAR is when there's a fight.
Al Unser Jr. got his, like, 15th DUI. He's doing a great job drunk driving, that guy. It says here wine kills germs that cause sore throats and dental plaque. Carver High, can we get a couple of bags of wine to get rid of our dental plaque? And on this day in 93, the final of episode of Cheers aired. Drag. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Good night.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.